And now, live from Sacramento, California, Sports Talk 916 presents Greg Bull, Eddie Cook, and Greg Verroza.
I got the sloppy seconds.
We got big boy mics now with, like, screens in the front of them and everything.
Right.
We
can.
And size does not matter. Okay, it's all about quality. We're good.
Is that better?
And then we'll all talk over each other like this. Like, it's all popping in. Let's all keep talking.
This is a professional podcast right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we no longer have music at the end of our intro. I want to thank you very much for listening. My name is Eddie Cook, and I am one of your hosts for Sports Talk 916. Today is Sunday, March 22nd. Woo! 31 years ago, yours truly was born at 5:57 p.m., so I'm going to take this moment to say happy birthday to myself and be conceited for just 1 second, guys.
And 31 years ago and 10 months, his parents were tapping it.
They were hitting it like a beast. Anyways, welcome, gentlemen. Today is Sunday.
I think somebody's been tapping something
tonight. We have a hell of a show tonight for you listeners. That's why I was late. My bad. It's my birthday.
Right.
It's my birthday. My bad. See, I got back from the Bay in plenty of time to get here by 8, and I was not allowed to leave the house. Hence the glasses. Anyways, gentlemen, we have a great show.
Hold on. Time out. Pull the glasses off. We gotta see what's going on here.
We don't need to see underneath the glasses. This is radio, fool. You got to listen to the soothing sounds. Anyways, I want to tell you guys that we have a hell of a show tonight. And we have a hell of a show because I had nothing to do with planning it. I just got this awesome board here. And we're going to go ahead and start reading off of it in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to go ahead and do our introductions. I have the awesome Greg Verroza across from me and Greg Bull to the right of me, the hosts of the show. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man.
Pretty good. Probably not as good as you.
I don't know what we're going to have to do to fucking bring our levels up to
heaven. I don't know.
Dude, I have Funfetti frosting right here. You guys hear that? It's unmixed Funfetti frosting. I can mix it. It's going to be fantastic, guys. So we have a great show planned for you guys tonight. Not only is it Sunday and you guys are all excited to be listening to us, we have an update of the bracket challenge. One lucky person is going to be a co-host. One lucky person is going to share the mic with Greg Verroza.
You know, normally I would tone him down a little bit, but it's his birthday, so no. I just had to let him do it.
Come on, you got to let me do it. One lucky person will be part of the Sports Talk 916 family.
I think you should be like this all the time.
Is it entertaining?
Yeah.
What does the chat box think?
Crickets.
That's right. They're just amazed.
They're all checking the URL to make sure they're on the right the right show.
We also
this isn't
have
the Bob Marley channel tonight.
We also have some proposed NFL rule changes. 7 to 9 points will be interesting. We have an update on Major League Soccer. We have the Quest for 28 update.
Oh, chat box. D. Calamares says you are making me hot.
Ooh, that's right. One lucky customer, one lucky fan, one lucky place. And then we have a great off topic. So even if you guys don't listen to the whole show, or if you podcasters, listeners don't care about sports, you should fast forward to probably 15 minutes at the end of the show because I got a great off topic. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's stealing from another show because I heard it and it was so good. And I was like, we're doing that.
Are we going to play Cards Against Humanity?
No, because that's lame. That's lame. But, yeah, that's lame. So,
anyways,
let's get this started.
You.
Me.
Those.
Verroza.
These?
Yeah.
Woo!
Benchmarks, people. Got to hit them.
So, we are an interactive show. We want you guys out there to help play along, and especially if you're as happy and jolly tonight is our host, Eddie. We'd love for you to take part. There's a whole bunch of ways you can do that. You can hit us all up on Twitter. And the show's Twitter handle is @SportsTalk916. My friend Greg's... What the hell is going on over there? My buddy Greg's Twitter handle is @MrChief916. Our birthday boy is @HostEddie, and that's E-D-D-I-E. And mine is @GregVerroza, and that's V as in Victor, A-R-O-Z-Z-A. You can chat with us on the Mixler app on the chat box, Or you can go to the Sports Talk 916 website and click listen here.
So I'm going to put it out before we get into the NFL rule changes. That was a 7-minute opening dialogue. I think we've set a record tonight because it's never taken us that long to get into it.
That's right. Normally it's 3 minutes.
Someone has Viagra tonight.
So let's talk about these proposed.
Also, that's why he had to stay an extra 30 seconds at home.
Technically, I was only 2 minutes late, guys. 2 minutes, technically. Dude, and I was speed. If you didn't live 1,400 miles away from me.
9.7. We figured that out last night.
Right?
And guys, that noise you hear, our computers turning off everywhere across the country.
Podcast just turning
down
the volume.
Come on. We're going to be good. I want to talk about these proposed rule changes. I've been waiting all week to talk about these proposed rule changes. And it's interesting. Have you heard of any of them, Greg?
Couple of them.
So which ones spark your...
Well, there's actually 28 total proposed rule changes. Now, likely, maybe one or two of them may even be considered. There's a couple that are absolutely absurd. The main one with absurdity through the roof is what was proposed by the Indianapolis Colts. My guess is that Jim Irsay was proposing this while he was being pulled over for DUI.
Or partying with Eddie.
Or partying with Eddie.
What it is.
So their proposal is that if a team goes for two after a touchdown and is successful, then that team has the option to kick a 50-yard field goal for an additional point, making it a 9-point touchdown swing. Everyone on ESPN, you know, all the sports radio shows are just blasting this as just idiotic out of all, you know, sense of the word. I mean, what are your guys' take on that?
Well, you know, I don't know that there's a more boring, useless activity in sport than the extra point off an NFL touchdown. I think I heard last year that out of over 1,000 extra points, they missed 4. So there's absolutely no, I mean, not skill, but there's just no challenge to doing an extra point. So I'm not sure if this is the right thing to do, but I think there's definitely, I like the moving the ball back to the 18 or whatever it was they talked about last year. They did in preseason a couple of games.
Yeah, they're going to move that back, and they're also going to be narrowing the uprights.
Right.
So that'll make that 50-yarder very difficult to do. So, I mean, it'd be obviously worth an extra point, but.
Well, we saw it in the Pro Bowl. I mean, in the Pro Bowl.
No, because no one watched the Pro Bowl. So they talked about happening at the Pro Bowl, but no one actually saw it unless they're in Hawaii.
And it was actually in Arizona this year, too. So
then nobody saw it. Because I would have flown to Hawaii, and I'd be like, where the hell's the Pro Bowl?
But I think it was Vanderjag or somebody, Vinatieri, missed 2 or 3 extra points and a couple of field goals. He had a crappy day. And he was complaining about the crossbars or the goalposts being narrow. And I kind of like that. It's got to become more challenging to make. I don't know if this is the right thing to do, but I think it could be. There's got to be something done.
I'm a huge fan of just getting 7 points when you score. Give them the 7 points when you score. And if you want to go for the two, then you can go for the two. But make it a play. Don't make it from the 2-yard line. Make it from the 15. Make it from the 18. Something to make it a little bit more difficult.
So 7 by default, but 6 if you miss the 2?
No.
Because then it's still 9, which throws off the whole dynamic of the game.
It doesn't throw off the
game. It'd be like, you remember, we were playing Mutant League Football, you know, on the Sega. And the old Maddens used to do it as well. Some of the football games where you can just automatically choose. It's NFL Blitz that does it. Just you score a touchdown and you choose the free point. You get the 7. Or if you go for 2, then you miss out on the automatic. Like, you can either have it or you don't.
But that'd be kind of cool to have it and get 8, or if you fail for the 2-point conversion, have it be 6. That way you don't just have people randomly going for 2-point conversion just because. Have it actually matter.
I'd be okay with that. And then, like you said, move it back to the 15 or the 18 and make it an actual challenge, because you get I don't know how many times they go for 2 and it's a little dump off to a little slant from a tight end in the flat, or it's running back versus linebacker, and you know who can go heads up. There's not really a lot of excitement to the 2-point play unless the game's on the line. Like, if they score when time expires on like the last play of the game and they have to go for two for the win. Otherwise, there's really not a lot of, you know, luster to it.
What if you did something like you have the option of taking a two-point – that wasn't my cough, by the way. You have the option of doing
it. How about 2 points for domestic violence comes in? And cough one for Calamars was Greg B., not Greg V., like Greg just said.
Yeah. What if you had the option of taking a 25-yard regular play or a 35-yard kick for 2 points? So get the automatic seven, do a 25-yard play or a 35-yard kick, and you get the extra point.
So eliminate the 20-yard extra point field goal or whatever it turns out to be?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just hate the field goal kick in general. The whole extra point thing, it just slows the game down. Nobody cares about it. It's
well,
done
right
really
now
quick.
Because it's automatic.
Yeah, it's just
it's automatic. They have to, again, it's something they have to do something about. But
I mean, unless you're the Seahawks and you're mounting this amazing comeback at the end of the game and stuff, you know, I mean, it doesn't
Well, they wouldn't have scored a 2-point conversion either because they got the ball picked off at the 1-yard line.
This is a true statement.
Three.
Wasn't me.
You guys are killing me.
All right, so let me just run through a couple more of these. If any of them stand out, flag me down, and we'll.
I want the Bill Belichick one, the goal line cameras, goal line fixed cameras on the goal line.
Well, the only thing I see right now is fixed cameras on the boundary lines. But let me go through some of these, and we'll see. So, subject all fouls to review. Subject all personal foul penalties to instant replay review pursuant to coach's challenge. Subject personal foul penalties to instant replay review. Let's see here. Reviewable plays will include fouls against defensive players, and an unsuccessful challenge will not cost the team a timeout.
I don't mind that. That doesn't bother me.
Let's see here. Eliminate the requirement that a team be successful on each of its first two instant replay challenges in order to be awarded a third challenge. Expand plays for which reviews will be initiated by the replay officials to include those that will result in a score or change of possession on the field is reversed. Put fixed cameras on the boundary lines. Stadium-produced video may be used for instant replays. Move the line of scrimmage for try kicks to the defensive team's 15-yard line. Add a bonus field goal 1 point after successful 2-point attempt. My neighbor's an asshole. Prohibit Team B players from pushing teammates on the line of scrimmage into the offensive formation when Team A presents a punt formation. Both teams will have a possession in overtime regardless if a touchdown scored first. I kind of like that idea. It's kind of like the college system's like that, right? Or is it first if you score a touchdown?
What was that now?
Each team gets a possession in overtime regardless.
Absolutely. I think that's got
to
be
it. Because college is that way, right? It doesn't matter if you score a touchdown or not. The other team has a chance to oppose it. And then after like the seventh overtime basically or seventh possession, then you have to go for two or it's the fourth.
I don't think the NFL is talking about doing a college type system where they start at the 25 and you score and keep scoring. I think they're talking about keeping it the same. But just make sure that no matter what, each team.
Right.
I mean, after 60 minutes, you play even. Somebody gets the ball, they march all the way down for a touchdown. Game over. You don't even have a chance to.
Because right now it's halfway like that. I mean, it's if you go down and you kick field goal, the other team gets a chance to get the ball anyway. So we're 50% of the way there. I mean, we just need to jump to the next level.
Both teams should have one possession and then sudden death.
D. Calamares, I don't like your idea at all. Suspend players for excessive celebration and unsportsmanlike conduct. Or comment.
Suspend players?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
You're suspended. You're suspended. Everyone's suspended. It's like Oprah Winfrey's like a referee. Everyone's suspended.
I kind of like this one. Give the intended receiver of a pass defenseless protection in the immediate continuing action following an interception. So therefore, when there's an interception, the defensive player making that catch is then considered a defenseless player if they're in the art of catching the ball as well, just like a wide receiver is. That one I like.
Yeah, defense guys.
I don't hear a lot of uproar for any of these though.
I don't see wide receivers blowing up DBs either.
Make it illegal for a back to chop a defensive player engaged above the waist by another defensive player. Isn't that already a chop block?
Linemen can't. They can't do it on line of scrimmage.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Permit clubs to assign additional jersey numbers to linebackers. Add 40 to 49 as eligible numbers for linebackers in addition to 50 to 59 and 90 to 99. Make it illegal for an offensive player with an eligible number to report as ineligible and line up outside the core of the formation. That would be so convoluted. Oh, hold on. What number are you? Like, no.
That's the Bill Belichick rule. That's a Bill Belichick rule. Anti-Bill Belichick rule.
And then these ones are bylaw proposals. Eliminate the cut down to 75 players on the active list. Prohibit timing and on-field testing at a club's facility of any players who attended a league-wide combine. Permit clubs. I don't care about these.
Whatever.
Ones. And let's see. Resolution. Allow teams with retractable roofs to open them during halftime shows. So there's a handful of people that want bigger halftime shows. I mean,
I'm okay with that.
You know, most of these are, you know, they're not bad. And then one more I missed was add review of game clock on the final play of a half or overtime to instant replay system.
Some of them aren't bad, but are they needed?
No. This last one, though, useless. I do like. So what this one is let's say there's a Hail Mary with 7 seconds left, and the ball goes down and it's batted down, and it, on the game clock, there's typically like a 1 second, 1.5 second runoff on any plays. What this is saying is make that reviewable, that if the ball hits the ground and there's a second and a half left and it runs off to zero, that they can review the clock to see when the ball hits the ground to see if there's going to be one final play. The clock just doesn't expire.
Right.
And that can make things more exciting too, but as long as they do it quickly, it can't, that, and that should just be like a call to the box. That shouldn't be go under the hood and do all that crap. I think a lot of these things should be, you know, these should be like just quick into the headset. Hey, what did you guys see on the replay booth? You know what I mean? Because, yeah. I mean, that's something that, I mean, the NFL does this right. They have a minute now. It used to be a minute 30. Now it's a minute to review a play to make a determination. And then they have extra time to review the clock, the spot of the ball, all that stuff. Something I wish the NBA officials would have. But so these are the most, you know, these are the most rule proposals that owners are pushing. Now, remember, all of these required a majority NFL owner vote.
I don't think anything is going to be detrimental enough to say to get a majority of the owners to say, hey, look, we want this.
And nobody's going to go for a 9-point play.
Nobody. I mean, it's cool.
Not me.
No. I just, 9-point play, we can do it. So what's going on with Greg Hardy?
I just want to get you guys' opinion on this. So Greg Hardy.
AP Ray Rice.
Yeah, so this is basically our domestic violence conversation here.
Why isn't Ray McDonald in here?
Well, I was going to, but I just didn't fit his name on there. And Bruce Miller can be on there, too. Neither one of those guys should be in the league.
All right.
But my thing is, so Greg Hardy, of all those guys mentioned, Greg Hardy is the only one that got convicted of assault, a domestic violence case.
Which makes no sense to me, considered Ray Rice sucker punched.
Well, she dropped the charges.
Yeah, but...
So here's what happened with Greg Hardy, though. Greg Hardy went to trial. There was a civil suit. He was found guilty by the judge on his counts of abuse, domestic assault. Then they motioned for a retrial with a jury. In the process of retrialing, getting the retrial ready and the jury selection or whatever, Greg Hardy paid off his victim.
Do we know that for sure?
That's what all the reports are saying, that he paid her off.
I think that's illegal.
Right, but if somehow he agreed for her to drop the charges, whatever the situation may be, all speculation is that he paid her off.
Maybe she just called Ray Rice's girl.
Right, and they just talked. But when it came time for the trial, they called her as a witness. She was a no-show. She didn't show up, so he got off on a technicality. So he was technically convicted, but then let off because she decided not to show up. He was signed by the Dallas Cowboys this offseason. And there was an uproar to that. And I just kind of want to see what your guys' opinion was on these guys. You know, Adrian Peterson's not going to be released at this time by the Vikings, so he's still under contract. He says he won't play there. Ray Rice hasn't even visited a team. Ray McDonald, I haven't heard anything on him. Bruce Miller's still pending, you know, litigation and charges. Greg Hardy is going to be in the NFL next season, barring probably a 6-game suspension to start the year.
I think right now, isn't he still on the exempt list or the commissioner's do not playlist or whatever?
No, so he... If,
I thought he was. I thought he still
it's
was.
It's pending league action. So everything I've read on ESPN everywhere is that he's going to get a 6-game suspension for the first violation, the Ray Rice penalty. And then he's going to be okay to play. He's going to suit up for the Cowboys. How do you guys feel about a guy that was convicted of... And not only this, so back up a little bit. They're going to be running ads every single game on the radio and on TV next season promoting their stance against domestic violence. And then they're going to let this guy out on the field.
Yeah, but their stance on – and I in no way support domestic violence, obviously. But their stand is they have a six game suspension for domestic violence. I mean, that's the rule. For the first offense, it's 6 games. Second offense, it's lifetime ban, I believe. You know, Michael Vick got a second chance. hell, Ray Rice didn't stand or was involved in a murder, and now he's held up as
Ray
one
Rice.
Of. Not Ray Rice, Ray Lewis.
Allegedly. Him coming knocking on our door.
Yeah, allegedly.
I don't think they got a knock on my door either.
But, you know, he allegedly was involved in a murder, and now he's held up as one of the patron saints of the NFL.
He's all over the NFL Network. I'm not talking my mic, obviously. But
yeah, he's all over the NFL Network. Actually, he's all over...
Here's my deal with this.
True TV, too, or Spike TV. He's got a show on Spike TV. So, if, you know, murder's a pretty bad... little crime that you commit, and
it's up there.
Here's my thing with this. The NFL is a conglomerate money-making machine, okay? Greg Hardy was a Pro Bowl linebacker, right? Who had this... Good job, audio guy. What are you doing? Are you transitioning to standing? Okay, so he was a premier linebacker. I think it's an act of desperation by the Cowboys. I really honestly think it's kind of an act of desperation. They're grabbing for straws, and if they're not getting... I mean, this team needs some kind of pass rush, and for a team to take a risk on a guy like this whose future is unknown, I mean, that's huge. Who does that? The Raiders?
Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is probably the only one that can pull that off because
and he knows
he's
the
Jerry
rule.
Jones.
He knows
he's
the rule.
Jerry
six
Jones.
Games. Six games. So you figure.
You know, I don't support what Greg Hardy did. I don't personally think he should be allowed to play. But the bottom line is the NFL has a rule. They're going to stick to the rule of six games, and then he's going to be allowed to play. If he does it again, he's gone forever. I think that, you know, one time shame on you. Twice, shame on me, and you're out.
I agree. I mean, it's just like with anything else. I mean, you got to give the guy a shot. And,
Now, if he had signed with the Niners, I'd be really pissed off right now.
Yeah,
he signed with the Cowboys, I could care less.
Well, let me ask you this. So, how do you feel about Adrian Peterson with the child abuse allegations? How would you feel if your team signed him? Or how do you feel about him being in the league?
You know, I just think it... They have rules. They have punishments for what they're doing, and punishments for what their players have done. And as long as they follow those rules, I feel like I need to be standing up now.
Right? I'm electric. I am giving Chief my sickness of standing.
I think the bottom line is, you know, they need to follow the rules, set rules that are. Have a little bit of pain to them, and then stick to them. Don't...
Six games is pretty big. I mean, 6 games...
I can almost see a season for the first defense and lifetime ban for the second.
It should be.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. I guess where do you draw the line at what is bad enough to cause a season-long offense?
Michael Vick got 2 years in prison and came back with open arms, except for PETA.
Or dogs people. Just kidding. Totally kidding.
Going to the next thing.
No, let's check in with the chat box here real quick. Danny Nook Park says, I don't like this. I'm really losing my mojo for NFL. This is why I'm a Barca fan. He's a soccer fan. TKO Joe wants to know if there's been any sneezes yet. D. Calamaris says, bring back Ray Carruth. Danny Nook Park, the worst Barca player is biting. The NFL gets shoved down for our throats like it's the best. TKO Joe, NFL's full of scumbags who can't get by the Wonderlic. And Danny Oak Park says, I'm not sad it's offseason, not one bit, waiting for baseball or waiting gore baseball.
Here's the deal. You're still going to watch football. You're still going to watch football, regardless what these guys do, what kind of scumbags they are. You're still going to watch the playoffs. You're still going to watch the Super Bowl. You're still going to listen to us talk about them.
Well, and that comes back to the argument of, you know, remember last year we had our show and we were talking about something that was very off topic or controversial, I should say. And then we got a message on Twitter. You guys are idiots. I'm never listening to you again. Like, it's that argument. It's like you say that, but you're probably going to check back in just to kind of see it. Like, you hear it on Jim Rome. You hear it on Grant Napier. I'm never going to listen. You're never going to watch the NFL. But guess what? When you walk by a TV and it's on,
you're going to watch.
You're going to watch it. And then if it's a good game, you're going to be drawn into it. And I mean, yeah, it's getting worse. But you know, it's the NFL. I mean, it's not going anywhere.
That was me.
That's a great segue to talk about the NFL Veterans Combine. NFL right, veterans combine.
Crickets.
You're the veteran here.
Yeah, you're the veteran, and this is your combine. Jump and touch the light.
I actually think this is a pretty cool idea.
To have you do the combine?
No.
That would be
the
awesome.
NFL game, yeah, no.
I am all down to see Greg run the 40.
No, ain't happening. What if you swam
the 40?
Dan Calamaris has done a combine. We did one about 5 or 6 years ago. A couple of our buddies decided to challenge each other.
Legit combine?
Pretty much.
That's awesome.
Pretty much.
Were you guys bench pressing like 50?
I would bench press the bar.
You know, I don't remember how much they benched, but one guy thought he could bench a lot more than he actually could, and it was funny.
It's awesome.
No, I actually like this idea. You know, give free agents a chance one more time. Hopefully they come back better. Actually, Michael Sam's didn't. He came back worse.
Actually, let me jump back to hold that thought. We have a first timer in the chat box. Anissa says, as long as they're not in jail, they have to work too, right? I'm still going to watch. It's up to the team to risk having that person on the team. I agree with that in a sense, but there's got to be a line of penalty somewhere. You know what I mean? Like,
it is. It's a second offense. The NFL's already said so. Second offense, season ban, there you go. Or lifetime ban, done.
But what about with my thing is with Greg Hardy, I get held up on the conviction. He was convicted of it. Like, the other guys haven't. They just got charged with it and then it was dropped, whatever. They committed the crime but weren't convicted by a judge.
I wonder
and
what his punishment was. Can you check what his punishment was?
I don't think it got to – it didn't get to, like, any sentencing.
No,
he was convicted and then it was going to go to a sentencing trial.
It'd be interesting
to
see what they do.
To be honest with you, I think if you're just charged and the charges are dropped or you're found not guilty, there should be no penalty. You didn't do anything.
Yeah, regardless.
Yeah,
I mean,
what if he bought her off, though?
What if he did this? What if he didn't actually hit her and she had a slight lapse of judgment and it was some other dude?
I mean, you know, bottom line is they're idiots for getting into that predicament anyway.
True statement. These guys are making freaking hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they're just being idiots with their money.
And by the way, I saw Ray McDonald's dog bit one of his neighbors last week.
Great.
Yeah.
Just what the Niners need. Maybe the dog will retire.
He's not on the Niners anymore.
Oh, he's not? Where's he at?
Nowhere.
Oh. At least he's not in jail.
Should be.
So this NFL Veterans Combine, do you guys think that any one specific player would be able to come into this combine? Does one name jump out to you and say, hey, look, this guy can do it? Jerry Rice. That guy probably can still play. No joke. I've seen him. I watched Dancing with the Stars with Jerry Rice, and I was like, wow, that guy's actually kind of cool.
I love how you guys bring in Madden and Dancing with the Stars as arguments for guys coming back into the NFL. I played Jerry Rice on Madden, and his power ranking, and between that and Dancing with the Stars, he should be able to come back.
No,
to
his
the NFL.
Power ranking on Madden is terrible.
Well,
is it?
Well, they kind of did this already. I mean, Terrell Owens kind of did this a couple of seasons ago, right?
His driveway?
No, didn't he come out and he had his own private thing that he tried doing for a couple of teams and he was trying to say that he was still good enough to play? He had a couple of teams come and actually, like, check him out.
Yeah, in his driveway.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
You know, it's a good idea. Give somebody a chance to take a second shot at it. Maybe if they didn't have a great combine or they had to work on something. Yeah, you know, I don't see it hurting anything.
Here's my thing. The combine is a measure of physical attributes, period, right? The older you get, the poorer and poorer your physical attributes get. They need to, like, give these guys, like, the best thing you have going for you when you're a veteran is that you have the ability, you have the X factor, you have the experience, you have the, I've played in the NFL for 10 years, I know what's going to happen next, you know? You can't test that in a combine. And for a veteran to go out there and say, hey, look, I'm going to try to bench press, you know, 250 pounds 20 times and I can't do it, it's kind of sad.
So there was 105 players that were in the combine today. Each one of them had to pay $400 to register for the event. And they went through typical combine style drills.
Is it a one-day thing?
I believe it was. Michael Sam obviously is the most notable because he's, you know, amidst all the controversy. And you said you had his combine numbers, right, as far as his 40 at least?
I think it was 5.19, I think, something like that. I don't have it on the iPad anymore.
So another one of the running backs that was there was Felix Jones, former running back for the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Another one that was there, Jamal Anderson.
Dirty Bird.
The Dirty Bird.
Dirty Bird.
Yep. don't think that's how the Dirty Bird went,
that
but we'll let that
nowhere
happen.
Near. That was great. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
You did awesome.
Thank you. Happy because, birthday. Because if it wasn't, I was going to ask one of you guys to do the bird, the Dirty Bird.
That's how it was like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this particular podcast will be available in the year 2050 when it goes into our time capsule and you dig it
up. Wait a minute. Time out.
Hold on.
Sorry to go
off
topic.
Hold on.
Aren't we supposed to do this live? Don't we have a live?
You're about to Dirty Bird for everybody right now. If you guys hop on Twitter, you're going to see a live link to Eddie Dirty Birding.
Dude, no, you told me my Dirty Bird is garbage, dude.
Hold on.
Wait, show me how to do it.
You got to just do it.
I don't know what's going on. This
do
is
what you think
radio.
About the Dirty Bird.
This, okay, ready. First, I got to score a touchdown. No? Was that the Dirty Bird?
That would have been, sure.
Yeah. Shows how many Falcons games I watched.
There's Greg, if anyone's watching. No one's watching live feed. Oh, one person's watching the live feed. Holy crap.
Dude, see one person, and then they missed the Dirty Bird.
Who is it?
Two people. Scheiße.
Dude, they missed the Dirty Bird.
But Kip Waxland, I'm not sure who that is, and a Jason Porter.
Don't know either one of them.
Christ follower, husband, father, educator, and sports official.
Christ follower.
And there's two more people.
Dude, we
Craig Toron and Steven Chip. We have people actually watching our...
This is the absolute worst portion of the show I've ever heard in the entire
life. No, this is the absolute worst show.
How about we hear from our sponsors?
Yeah, let's hop into Mr. Verroza.
Great. So, hey, you guys, if you... are thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, there's only one person to call, and that would not be Eddie, and that would not be my partner, Greg B. over there. It's me. Give me a call, 916-241-8068, and I will help you find that house of your dreams, find that house of your parents' dreams. And you got there. Perfect. There you go. If you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling, please give me a call. I'd love to help you out. Would love to get you in your new house. So again, 916-241-8068. Or you can email me at greg@gregverroza.com.
Fantastic, man. Thanks so much for that. I don't know if you guys know, but this is the time of the season when we have to decide that we need to re-up and we need to repay for another year. And this is typically the time of the season that Greg Bull and I really, really bend over to kiss our sponsor's butt to get him to pay for another year. And now he's part of the show, so we don't have to do that. But it can be shown live on that thing on your phone, Chief.
Yeah, it's people are asking how do you get to it. If you go to our Twitter, Twitter at SportsTalk916, when we do go live, there's a link to, you'll see a Meerkat link. If you click on Meerkat there, you'll see the live feed when we do have it running. It's off right now. It's a work in progress. We might be able to figure that out. Probably more likely when we actually get into our permanent studio. But we'll work on it and get things going. But, you know, if I will post the video later and you'll be able to see host Eddie doing his Dirty Bird.
People,
so
people will not watch us live.
We have
listeners.
Four people watching live. And people in the chat box are asking how to get to it. So
nobody wants to see us do it.
Maybe people do want to see us.
Hella
you
proud.
Never know.
Major League Soccer.
Yeah, so Major League Soccer update. As you guys know, that we will be covering the Sacramento Republic FC for their second season.
Woot woot.
The Major League Soccer officials, MLS, made an announcement about expansion, which Sacramento has been working on feverishly. And as of right now, it looks like Minneapolis and Miami are still in line to get their team. Pushing Sacramento's bid for expansion back. Miami, however, still has not secured a location, a financing source, a plan of any sort for their stadium. So they're kind of faltering. David Beckham is not having any luck down there. And that brings more hope for Sacramento, which is going to continue on with their bid to not only privately finance a arena, or I'm sorry, a stadium down in the rail yards in downtown Sacramento, but continue with the money from the Sacramento Kings, from Republic, from Warren Smith, from Kevin Nagel, from Jed York of the 49ers, and continue to push forward on building that stadium and hope that the expansion of the MLS will come to Sacramento. Kevin Johnson is, again, forefronting this as a development opportunity for Sacramento.
Glad he's doing something.
And I honestly think that, you know, we will see MLS soccer here in the next couple of years. In the meantime, check out the Republic FC at Bonnie Field at Cal Expo. Their season kicks off in the first 2 weeks of April. They had to move back their home opener due to expansion of the stadium seating. So their home opener was pushed back, but they will begin play at Bonnie Field in the first part of April, and we will be there to cover it.
And they played last night in Seattle. Played the Seattle Sounders 2, which I think is a JV team for the Seattle Sounders.
Yeah, it's basically their AAA team.
And lost 4-2.
They did lose 4-2, but if you look at – so they made a good point to MLS last night, though. If you go on and look at the contingency of fans that follow the team from here to Seattle – the Tower Bridge Battalion, who we've interviewed, we've dealt with, we enjoy those guys a lot, had roughly, I want to say close to 150 to 200 people make the trip up there to support the team.
I heard 150, yeah, and they were loud.
And people, they were loud, like on the YouTube feed that the Republic put out, you could hear the battalion's chants through the feed. You know, and from what I talked about with people today, that people in Seattle were absolutely blown away that people made the trip up there for a minor league soccer team, and a lot of it was... you know, positive reinforcement that even up there in Seattle, they feel that Sacramento's going to get the MLS expansion. And, you know, just so you know, a lot of our guys did go to Key Arena, and there were no Sonics games scheduled last night.
So, interesting fact. I'm reading a little bit about this MLS expansion, and it's not really Miami that you need to worry about. It's Minneapolis. So
Minneapolis is already getting the number one. There's going to be two spots. Minneapolis is pretty much a lock.
Well, they have the mayor already signed that he's going to let them play in the new Vikings stadium.
Right. Minneapolis isn't even a concern for Sacramento. Sacramento knew Minneapolis was getting one of the two spots. It's Miami they need to work on. They need to move ahead of Miami. Minneapolis has been a lock since pretty much day one since expansion talks began.
So San Antonio looks like it's really big. And also St. Louis. And it looks like San Antonio already has a major league soccer team, the Scorpions, who already play at Toyota Field. It's a soccer-specific stadium with a capacity of 8,900 people, with an expansion capacity to 18,000. San Antonio's just looking to take all the teams, man.
Yeah, but San Antonio hasn't been in any talks at all. They haven't even contacted MLS about expansion yet. So it's right now it's a three-team race. It's Sacramento in third place right now behind Miami, and then the forerunner is Minneapolis.
Listen to the fans in San Antonio. So in January, U.S. Soccer announced a friendly match against Mexico to be held in San Antonio on April 15th. Within a month, the event was sold out with ticket sales of approximately 65,000 people.
That's because all the Mexicans came up to watch the game.
How does Sacramento even compete with that? I mean, that's ridiculous. It's
proximity. It's they want to expand more into the West Coast. They want to expand more into the fair weather. And Sacramento has a ton of money behind them right now. They have the Kings, they have the Niners, they have the Republic already. And the Republic turned heads. I mean, the way that they sold out, you know, every single game last season, they won the championship in their first year. They
question about that.
You know, they broke 20,000 people four times, which has never been, they've never had more than 9,000 in a stadium for a USL Pro game. And Sacramento did it three times in a row with over 20,000 at Hughes Stadium.
I got a question for you, Greg Rosa. How bad? So what level is the Republic? Is it like AAA affiliate, like basically level, right?
I have no
idea.
Yeah,
it's AAA.
Okay, so like AAA. So it's not MLS. It's one step down. It's the River Cats, effectively, mm-hmm. right? How horrible of a division do you have when you have a brand new team come into the division, created in a city without anything, play in an old school stadium, and you have open tryouts for guys, put it together, and then all of a sudden win the championship of the game? How horrible of a division is that? Like, there's these teams that come in and they're established teams, then you have just this team of like nobodies and they win?
They're not nobodies though. We were nobodies, but the other teams are established. I mean, it's
right,
it's like, LA Galaxy's junior team or Division II team.
And you got to remember too, though, but the Republic are built off of, just like the River Cats are. So the Republic got players from San Jose, from the San Jose Earthquake and from the Portland Timbers, and they had players that were on rental as well. So they were playing that weren't on the roster. So it wasn't just a bunch of nobodies. Like Sacramento did hold open tryouts, but I only think like, I want to say even one or two people we even considered for the roster from that. It was more of a thing to build up the notoriety of the team in Sacramento.
Should have went out there, dude.
I haven't played soccer since I was like 16.
Come on, man. Just rock a Sports Talk tattoo on your back, man, and be like, yeah.
Speaking of which, why did no one do our tattoo challenge last year?
What tattoo challenge?
Just get the crown, remember?
What tattoo challenge?
Our challenge. Just get the crown.
I don't know.
We'll bring that back again.
Anyways, Mr. Rosa, it's your time to talk about our contest.
Well, before we do that, we are now still going more nationally. We have Bellingham Niners fan online. Is he on there?
I'm not sure. I don't see it unless he's blue eyes or blues. It says one elsewhere. So I have 8 listening plus 1 elsewhere. So I don't have.
So Bellingham Niners fan's a buddy of mine up in Bellingham, Washington.
National show.
And yeah, but wait a minute before you get too happy. He retweeted Sports Talk 916. Hey morons, Jamal Anderson is a defensive tackle who used to play for the Bears. Not the cocaine addict Dirty Bird. So we got the wrong.
Nope. Because hold on. Let me get it back.
We're about to feel like a bunch. Actually, not me. See, I was going off the lead of our audio.
I know I was
there.
Too.
Hold on.
Our audio guy's in a slump.
I was only looking at running backs who were available, and he was drafted number 8 overall.
Because Jamal Anderson was a long time ago.
He was.
I think it was like 2002, man. For him to come back, he's got to be like 36.
No, he's older than that, I think.
Hold on. I'm trying to go through my history here. Continue talking about the bracket challenge or whatever you want to talk about, and I will find where I was.
Oh, man. I love it. Anyways, it was a good idea for me just to do the Dirty Bird.
All right. So our bracket challenge, and for those of you that know that are in it, the winner, other than the three of us, is going to be afforded the option to come in and hang out with us for a night and co-host the show. And you have to share a mic with me because I'm the rookie. But
keyword, option to come in. And
option to come in, yeah, if you really want to. After tonight, I'm not sure anybody's going to want to.
What it is.
So right now, my buddy Kevin is in second place to... Yeah, now, I'm not sure Kevin used the same strategy for picking teams as my friend Greg did over here, who happens to be leading. And
you guys want to hear my strategy?
What's your strategy?
So I will admit that I have not watched one game of college basketball this year. Not one until the tournament started. What I did is I looked at teams that I've seen historically on ESPN, SportsCenter, the tournaments in the past. And I said, oh, well, obviously I knew Kentucky's dominating, Duke's playing very well. Like, I knew the top teams. But I looked at, like, Gonzaga or Virginia's and things like that. And I'm like, you know, 7 years ago they had a good team. Maybe they're good again. Or I compared it to their football programs. If I'm like, damn, Baylor has a hella good football program, their basketball team's probably good too. So I picked them. And that's how I did it. I did it based on football success and past basketball success. And I'm in first place right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Crickets. I hear crickets.
Yeah, I do too.
He kicked when he said, yeah, and his voice cracked. You kicked.
So right now, Kevin is in leading our co-host challenge here. Whatever Ted is in second. Bellingham Niner fan is in third. And Little Tommy Morgan is in fifth place. So... Oh, and Norm Wilson, my buddy Norm, is in there too. Hey, Norm.
Where are you, Mr. NCAA basketball fan?
I'm having an off year this year.
I want to know where I am.
Right now, you're 10th out of 15.
Oh, yeah. Just where I'd like to be. Mediocre.
I'm 14th out of 15.
Oh.
And in 4 pools and 5 different brackets that I have. At one point, I was in dead last in all 4 pools. And the one pool that I picked 2 brackets, both of those brackets were in last place.
So did you pay for any of these?
All of them.
Oh, well, not ours.
Not all of them, but.
Not ours. I mean, you just pay for ours with pride.
Yeah. So,
all right. Update to Bellingham Niner fan calling us morons. I found the link, and it says running back drafted by the Falcons in the 90s. I pulled up his bio that they linked to. Running or defensive lineman drafted in 2007. So it wasn't my fault.
Yes,
it was a typo. No.
Yes, it is. This is a Jordan typo. Cameron Jordan incident.
Whatever.
Happening right now.
We're a professional podcast. Suck on it, Bellingham Niner fan.
Hey, now. Hey.
No, but thanks for pointing that out because, you know, that's good. But
we need credible sources here, Chief.
It's on the website, all right? What day is it, Eddie?
Today's March 22nd. Sunday.
All right, can we move on?
Yeah. Shark Fin Tees, Chief.
All right, so if you're looking for t-shirts, sweatshirts, jerseys, towels, anything screen printed.
Underwear.
If that's your forte.
Socks.
Hop on Twitter and check out our guys at Shark Fin Tees. They will go ahead and get you a quote, get you a sample, and get you some badass shirts. We have four left, three left. We gave Robert one last week, who's our in-studio guest. And one's going to go to our winners. We have two left. You know, check them out. If you get, like I said, if you guys need anything, he just did a bunch of basketball jerseys for a youth basketball league down in Sacramento. And he can do it for you as well. So hit on, like I said, Twitter, Shark Fin Tees, and check those guys out. They will have all of your printing needs.
Yeah, there's a new design coming out, is kind of what I heard from him. Like, there's a new design for the Sports Talk 916. I think Chris Solis was getting one, right? Didn't he win the Twitter challenge?
Oh, no. So that was just a special King shirt that he had done up. Nothing new for our logo per se, but it was a Kings related shirt that he had done up for Chris.
Still cool that he's throwing us out there though live on his Twitter. You know, it's good for him. Uh-oh. Please excuse our technical difficulties while we find out what the hell we're supposed to be doing. Listeners, thank you very much for putting up with our sound guy dropping the ball. Welcome back.
SportsTalk916.com. And
no, actually, it's not even me. It's GarageBand quit unexpectedly. It had nothing to do with.
Yeah, but how long ago was that?
I don't pull GarageBand up because I don't want to break it by hitting a button incorrectly.
Okay, so let's see here. We're an hour on Mixlr, and then we're probably 10 minutes over. So like we're at 70 minutes and recorded 46 minutes. Cool. So we got like 65%. It's fantastic. Well, it's probably good to know that I'm the only one that listens to the podcast religiously. So that's it, Chief. No more cell phones. No more Merca. Let Verosa do this. He could do
this.
Hell
no. Oh, that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that.
See, man, you had one job.
I don't see you guys stepping up and offering to do anything else.
I'll do the whiteboard thing.
There we go. Chief's about to kill himself right now. So we're going to move to my off topic. We're going to move him off topic because it's not going to matter anyways, okay? So I have been listening. I'm a huge fan of Rob, Arnie, and Don, and they've recently flipped over. They're now Rob, Nobody, and Don because Arnie States is supposedly off the show, right? And I have to listen to them because I can't listen to sports talk in the morning. Like, I can't listen to, like, HTK or, like, any of that. I can't even listen to, like, the satellite radio stuff because what happens is I become biased to what they're saying and I try to bring it on the show. So I try not to listen to just any sports radio whatsoever.
You know, one suggestion though, you might want to, because then you'd know how to say
Namaking Su.
Exactly.
That guy doesn't matter anyway. He's playing in Miami. They're going to get an MLS team and then he's going to be just under the radar. It's not going to matter. However, something awesome that they've been doing is that they've been, so there's this app, okay? It's not an app, it's like a website, okay? And it's called Google Feud. How many people have heard about Google Feud? It's not stupid. It's a good radio sound guy. You had one job. Okay, so Google Feud, okay? So, dude, what the fuck?
We had really built a good audience.
Dude, you hit my fucking expensive microphone.
With a light water bottle, I don't do anything.
See why the show
Google Feud.
Do you see why the show goes off Google air
Feud
every
Google
nine
Feud.
Months?
Google Feud.
So Google Feud. So Google Feud, if you've ever seen Family Feud, Google Feud is basically this thing that pre-populates Google search engines. Okay. So for instance, it's what Google would auto-populate. You know when you start typing in, like, how do I use a banana for? And then it's the top five search answers, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to play a round of Google Feud, and then I'm going to talk about fried chicken and the color black. Okay? All right. So first round of Google Feud, Greg Verosa and Greg Bowl. Are you still participating? Are you over there crying? What are you doing? Okay. So you guys need a topic.
Do people.
Oh, somebody's played this stupid game before, huh?
I told you I listened to their show.
All right.
I've never heard their show, by the way.
It's good now. You should listen. It's better than our fucking show.
All right, so the category is people. And so how does Google autocomplete this query? How to get rid of Greg V?
Jock itch.
Ooh, jock itch is not in the top 10 answers. Chief? You should be cheating over there.
No, I'm not. athlete's foot. Now remember, this is also contingent on Eddie knowing how to spell athlete's foot.
Not full. This auto fixes my spelling. We've already went over this. Nope, that was not it either. Mine is gonna be how do you get rid of AIDS? Okay, so the number one answer with 10,000 is acne. The second one's a cold. The second one's acne stars, bed bugs, hiccups, mice, a headache, pimples, lice, and cramps. Huh?
Is that pretty fun? Should have said cramps.
We should have said cramps. Like, we know all about cramps.
I should have said lice.
Okay. All right, so this doesn't seem like it's a good off-topic.
Do another one.
Okay, here we go. Next round.
I still think we could have played Cards Against Humanity. It's another gimmick they've been doing.
Okay, here we go. Google Feud.
We don't have to censor ourselves on like they do.
How does Google autocomplete this query? I think life is. Do we have anybody left in the chat box?
Six people. No one's chatting, though.
Six people.
Probably broken. I don't know who Anteater is, but they're waiting for the Keller Williams promo. They missed that. Won't hear it, though.
I think life is... Greg Rosa?
Too short.
No, that is not a correct answer. Greg Bull?
I think life is... too hard.
No. Now, a key thing with this Google Feud thing is it has to be people... They're typing questions into Google, not like statements. So I think life is a joke.
That's the statement.
Yeah, and as we can tell, I got another red X. So see, I suck at this game. So the answer is
people, like I said.
Dude, this is people about falling in love, pointless, meaningless, a dream, not real. Oh, here's too short for this. I'll give it to you. Too short for this was number 7 with 4,000 answers. Too short for this. Why would you Google that?
Why do people Google anything? I mean, they do it for stupid reasons like
that. Here we go. Last one, then we're going to talk about Popeye's chicken because it's hilarious. So, Greg V, how does Google autocomplete this query? Should I stop? Just drop it. Just give it to me.
I'm going smoking.
No, that is not in the top 10 answers.
No way.
Biting my nails.
I want a bonus answer at the end.
Don't say masturbating. It's censored the game.
Dude, no. They do censor it?
I think so.
Do they? Masturbating is mine.
We figured that.
No, what the... Okay, so the number one is, should I stop smoking weed? Should I stop drinking? Should I stop drinking?
You got the number one answer.
What do you mean? Come on.
Oh, I misspelled masturbating. There's a U in there? Oh, yeah. I don't know how to masturbate, evidently.
How to spell it.
Okay, well, texting him, playing video games, talking to him. So evidently, this tells me that there's a lot more females surveyed than anything else. Should I stop breastfeeding?
No.
Should I stop? Yes.
Is your child 6? Okay, so
let's type in this one. Should we stop playing Google Feud?
Yeah.
Next week we're gonna do Cards Against Humanity, and we're not even gonna censor it. It's gonna be awesome.
No, I have an idea for off topic. So off topic should rotate every single week. So I should do it. You should do it. Greg Rosa should do it. That way it kind of mixes up.
You know,
my
off topic next week's gonna be getting the goddamn recording to go all the way through.
Yeah, actually, you should not have an off-topic.
You know that
option.
We're going to have to stay here another 30 minutes and record that middle section, right, to piece it together and put a show up.
It's just on the podcast, dude. We're fine.
The podcast is what's going to get us places.
So, hilarious story. So, I went down to the Bay Area with my mom today, right? And there is a generational age gap in political correctness, okay? So, my mom, she lives... my mom's in her early 60s, and she lives in a... not an old folks home, in a probably the best
she
way
she calls it an old folks home.
Yeah, she calls it an old folks home, but it's like a retirement community. It's for older people without the need of assisted living.
Senior citizens.
There you go. Senior citizen facility. Now, my mom is very direct and to the point, and she is one of the younger ones in the community. So she routinely tells me about new people coming in, because as you can tell, there's probably a high turnover in places like this. So she referred to Eddie. We were trying to think of somewhere to stop on the way back, and I suggested Popeyes. And she came back, she said, "Oh yeah. Yeah, there's a few people in my compound that like Popeye's chicken. Typically, it's the blacks." And there was this weird, awkward silence. But it was said in, like, the most non-racial way ever. And I was like, "Mom, that sounds so racist." And she's like, "No, they said that they have, like, the best biscuits and chicken. And I don't know why they like it, but they never want to eat anywhere else." And I was like, "Ah, that's not stereotypical." Okay.
Is that the same awkward silence that we just had here?
It was awkward.
Breaking news, Oreo Cookie just released news that their new flavor will be coming out later this spring. Oreo Bacon Cream. That's the end of my breaking news.
Wow.
All right. Well, I want to say that that should be the end of the show. What do you think about that, Greg V?
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not judge us on tonight's show. It's usually much better than this.
It really is.
If this is the first time you've listened, give us a couple more listens to. Like Jim Rome says, we're an acquired taste. It's going to take you two or three times. Usually the show's much better than this. I don't know what's going on. Nobody's on their game tonight.
Give us a second chance like the NFL gave Greg Hardy a second chance.
But you won't know anything about that because that part probably didn't record.
No, it did, dude. That was in the first segment. I don't think
that the first anything recorded. I think it just... we'll find out.
All right, well...
we may have to go back and do all that all over again, by the way.
All right, well, I want to thank everybody for listening live. Without you guys, the show is nothing. Thank you very much for participating in our brackets. Without you, it's just three guys who I auto-generated my picks. Greg used no strategy.
Shut up.
Strategy was the word I'm looking for. And Greg
colors.
Rosa.
And I actually did research and looked at a couple of websites to give me some ideas.
I did not consider colors in any bit of my faction, except for Oregon. That's why they're my team.
So, yeah. So, I suck.
I don't know who Blue Eyes is. Blue YZ. Blue Eyes. Blue, B-L-U-I-S, says, we'll be back funny other than the temper tantrum, LOL. Blue Eyes, who are you? Where are you from? ASL.
Oh, my gosh.
I just threw it back.
I got to go. We got to go off the air at this point.
No,
all right, guys.
No, I just want to know where we're gaining our listeners from.
Blue Eyes, if you're a friend of mine, text me.
It says mom, LOL.
Oh, that may be my mom listening. Yeah.
Eddie's mom?
Yeah, she listened to an hour. That means that she also figured out how to work the
computer.
No, the site, the Mixler site. You have to like register and stuff. Chat.
And she also listened to you ask the computer if you should stop masturbating too.
Oh, she knows that. And, well, not only that, but Eddie's wife was on here as well. She just signed off, so she heard about the masturbation problem also.
That's fantastic. I can't spell it, evidently, but. All right, guys.
You sure can perform it.
Well, my name is Eddie Cook. I'm here with my friend Greg Vroza and Greg Bull. We are Sports Talk 916, and today's...
Your mom said she was getting coffee for that conversation, so she didn't hear that part.
Thank God.
All right, Mixler, thank you very much for listening. Podcasters, I'm sorry.
See ya.
Have a great night.